And at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, August 9th, 1966, here's what happened at my shack, as they say in ham radio.
Conference operator, please.
I'm sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording.
Yes.
They are expecting the call, but I think it will be better if you notify them that it's coming through.
All right, sir.
Okay. You will call me at 9:30, yes?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, bye. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Ford?
Speaking?
This is the conference operator in New York City, sir.
Right.
Everybody will be available with the exception of one, a Gloria Gates.
Yeah.
Area code 612.
Yeah.
521-9386.
Yeah.
They don't know her there, sir.
They don't know her there?
No.
That's supposed to be her sister's telephone. That's Minneapolis 612, right?
That's right, sir.
Well, 521-9386, that's the number that was given to me. Well, we'll have to do without her. I don't have any better address for her. 521-9386. I'm looking at the number here. That's what I have. Okay, thank you very much, Alfred.
Okay.
All right.
Well, after that, of course, there was a lapse of time, and finally, at just about 9:30, here's what went on.
As you all know, I'm Howard. over here in New York. I guess we all know why we're here, because of Paul's birthday. And I thought this would be as good a way as any for us all to register our greetings. I'm recording all this. And by the way, I'll send a copy to everybody. I'll send a copy of the tape to everybody. So, what do you say, Al and the gang up there? What do you got to say to Paul? Hello?
Hello?
Al Valentine?
Yeah.
What do you say, Al?
Oh, not much. How are you?
Okay, have you got a message for Paul?
Yeah, happy birthday, Paul.
How about Duff and the rest of the family? They want to say anything?
Well, I don't know. Seems to me they should.
Well, why not ask him?
Yeah, happy birthday, Paul. Many, many more. Now you know why I couldn't go on my vacation early. I had to stay home and wait for this call. Hi. Happy birthday, Paul.
Who is that, Nancy?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Nancy. Go ahead. Go right ahead. Anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah. Happy birthday, Paul.
Who is that, Stephen? Hello?
Hello there.
Who is that, Al?
No, me.
Who is it?
Harvey.
Oh, fine, Harvey. How you doing?
Perfect.
Good job,
Paul.
Okay, fine. Is that all you have to say? No, I guess there isn't too much. Well, I'm sure Paul like the idea of all of you getting out here that way. Dave, are you in there? Dave Borges? Hello? Dave Borges? Is Dave in here?
I haven't heard him on there, Howard.
Now, who is this?
Harold Carter.
What's that? Who is this?
Harold Smith.
Oh, yeah, he was supposed to be in here. They told me everybody checked in. Well, Harold, what have you got to say while you're on?
Well, I want to welcome back and wish a happy birthday to Paul Harlow. The idea is I have seen him since he came back from his trip. He came over and visited with us over on the lake here. It was a rather hurried visit in that we were going out that night. We took him right along with us. But I'm quite sure that Paul understands the situation. We got a tape from him just recently, a personal tape. And believe me, that's an event today when you get a tape from Paul. I know for sure that both Mildred and I want to wish him a happy birthday. And I know if he was going to be around, why, we would see to it that he got a nice big birthday cake.
He's going
to
be up here.
He's going to be up to the Valentine's. They have all the fun, don't they, huh?
You can come up. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. But I think I will be staying right here at the little studio on the shores of beautiful Lake Pearl.
Well, I'm sure Paul will be glad you got your message there, Harold.
Extend greetings and salutations down there to Herm, Texas, to Frank Merriman.
Why not?
Right here.
Okay.
It's Frank Spam.
Hi.
Hi, Francis.
Yes, fine. It sure was nice of you to curtis on me, that.
This is the old cram digger speaking to you right now.
It's a birthday to Paul, and hope that you have many, many more.
Hello, Miss Francis, from New Hampshire.
How are you? Hello, Francis, from New Hampshire, from Dorf.
Oh, once again, is Dave Borges in here? Well, I guess he's not with us. I thought he was. The operator told me that everybody had checked in. Charlie Brown, does Marjorie want to have anything to say here?
Well, you say a happy birthday to Paul, all right?
You know it. Happy birthday, Paul, and many, many of them.
About this when you see him.
No. I'll be sealed.
Mrs. Day, are you in here, or Mr. Day?
Yeah, you can call me Ellie if you want to.
Fine.
I'm hearing all your voices. You know, we hear all about you people every time Paul comes down. The pace, and especially up there in New Hampshire, we hear an awful lot about the balance on you.
Well, I have spoken to Paul several times at your home, you know.
Yes, I know.
And at one time was around 4 a.m, if you remember.
Yeah, I remember.
So I didn't want to have you in on this. I thought it would be a little surprise for Paul.
Well, it will be, because usually I don't even remember to send him a card.
Does anybody else in your family want to give a message to him?
Well, they're all pretty much in the other room.
I see. Well, I just wanted to ask you, they're welcome to join if they want to. How about Paul's brother, Lloyd? Are you in there?
Oh, yeah.
Fine. Maybe you and your sister want to say hello to each other.
Yeah, hi there, Lloyd. Hi, Lloyd. This is Dot.
Hi, Dot. How you doing?
Oh, fine. We had your little brother this weekend.
Yeah, I know you did.
And we're going to have him for the party. Howard and I have instigated for this.
Lloyd, I've heard your voice frequently on tapes. I've heard little things that you sent to Paul. This is Howard.
Yes.
And I've heard your voice on Paul's tapes at times. As a matter of fact, I also, I heard one of your tapes to him when you first got your portable.
How do you like that guitar playing of his?
Hi, Lloyd. This is Al.
Who's it?
Al, up in New Hampshire.
Oh. Lloyd, Al is talking to you. Al, come in again. Lloyd didn't hear you.
Yeah, I said, hi there, Lloyd. The guitar player was real good.
Oh, hi.
You do a real good on harmonica. Keep it up.
Oh, I'm playing a little one while. Real good.
Is Lou Griffith in here?
Well, I hope to tell you. Can you hear me? Kept silent for quite a long while, haven't you, sir? Hello there, claim digger. How's everything going?
Well, I tell you, we're half and half here. We're half in one house and half in the other.
Well, Griff, I'm awfully glad you were able to join us, and you want to say hello to Paul while the tape is running?
Yeah, I'll do that. Say, Howard.
Yeah?
Now, this is just for the benefit. I suppose everybody knows it by now, but you people back there probably all knew Joe Crew, didn't you? Yeah, I know who he was.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I see the voice spotter here. He's passed away.
Oh, that's too bad. I didn't know him in a personal way. I only knew of him. But I'm sorry to hear that.
Are you all clam digger?
I'm Dot.
Dot is fine.
Good.
How's Margie?
I'm
here. Oh, hi, Marge. Isn't my boy going to be very surprised at this?
I'm sorry.
Marty, are you in here?
Oh, certainly, Howard.
You've been so quiet, nobody knows you're around.
Oh, well, I had a couple of comments I could have made.
Oh, why didn't you make them?
Wouldn't want to honk it.
Don't be bashful.
Well, first I have to get my wife away from the television set. I can assure you that there's probably at least one person here who probably lives there. So, Paul, let me wish you a very, very happy birthday. Of course, this is Marty Greenbaum, and at the other end of the telephone you have...
Yes, Ellis, and I'm also speaking to Ronan.
Oh?
Mr. Goddard?
No. I don't recognize that name.
I bet you. I thought I heard that name on there.
No. Glad I had a chance to say hello anyway.
Howard?
Yeah?
I got my family in here now.
to the oldest one here and go right down the line. Civic 40.
Happy birthday, Uncle Paul. Happy birthday, Uncle Paul. Happy birthday, Uncle Paul. Happy birthday, Uncle Paul.
Happy birthday, Paul. That was no kid.
No.
One on the line, but that's because he's a Girl Scout camp this week. But you would want to wish him happy birthday, too.
That's fine. I'm awfully glad you were all able to make it. I was hoping that it would work out all right. That's why I tried to give you plenty of notice.
Yeah. And to those two that are new parents, congratulations. And the ones that are just moving in, we're just getting settled in a new place, too. And we have a lot of carpentry to do. And I know what they mean when they say trying to find a place to put stuff.
Well, I want to thank everybody for taking part in this. It really worked out beautifully, and I'm awfully glad. Griff, I want to thank you for making a special effort, and everybody else who came in here and cooperated so nicely on the thing.
Well, I think you're wonderful to do it.
Look, Paul, I'm a pretty great guy, and we have lots of people that will testify to that.
Can we all say happy birthday together? Would that help?
Why not? I suppose we sing it.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. That'll make a while of a recording.
But let me join everyone else in wishing you a wonderful birthday with enough happiness to spill over into all the year ahead. And a generous sprinkling of lots of good travel thrown in along with everything else. So that's it, Paul. All the best. Have fun. And with that, your friend Howard will say so long for this one.